My. Look what the bitch dragged in. The former king of hell himself, Mr. Crowley. What an honor it is to be in your presence again, sir. Leave us, boys. I don't wish to embarrass Mr. Crowley in front of his former minions. There will be time enough for that later. Well, if it isn't Mr. Crowley back in the depths of hell. I never thought I'd see you here again. Well, pardon you for your misconceptions, but you did leave me here as Queen Tempore. And you did leave me here as the one in charge, and well, let's just say that during your little excursions and adventures with Tweedledee and Tweedledum in the human realm, that I've really whipped this place into shape. Well, of course, my dear sweet Crowley. Don't you see? The streets are clean. Everybody cowers in fear at the great and evil and harsh Queen Val. Dear Crowley, I do not remember that ever happening while you were down here. No, while you were King of Hell, things were mediocre at best. We were taking, I don't know, maybe 100 souls every month. We were making the most minimal deals. And now that Val is the queen, we have entered an era of prosperity, production, and most of all, pure sweet evil. Oh, no, 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 sweet, sweet Crowley. No, if your intention was to meander your way back down into my kingdom, and try to reclaim it as your own after you abandoned it for two mortal fuckboys and a half-assed angel, well, you are under the wrong impression, my old friend. Really? Oh, Crowley, you know that time in hell goes at a different pace than time in the mortal realm. Down here, we have had centuries without your mediocre reign. Yes, and I think everyone around here knows that we're better off with me on the throne. Oh, yes. I love to hear you try to explain your way out of this one. You are just so cute when you're flustered. What? Have I forgotten my place? No, my dear. You have forgotten your place. If you didn't want me to take over hell and reign it after you abandoned me and everyone in here, then you should have never left! Oh. Oh my. I do forget my manners sometimes. Being down here all alone and being the only one in charge really takes a toll on a demon like myself. Yes, while I was very accustomed to being your right-hand demon and being the enforcer of your little trades and meager deals with the pathetic humans that had the little sense to bargain with you. Well, it's easy to forget after being the only one that makes any decisions and being the one that needs to enforce everything always. That is a quite tasking job with such great responsibilities. Lucifer caged, you running wild in the human sphere doing fuck knows what. Leaving me and everyone behind and completely alone. Well, that does appear to be a great cover story, sweet Crowley. Oh, Abaddon was so scary. Oh, she was after you and she was going to come down here and claim this for herself. Oh, no, 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 Crowley, no, no. If Abaddon even considered coming down into my realm and trying to take over my kingdom, we would have eviscerated her in an instant. We would have torn her sweet, delectable body apart bit by bit, and we would have feasted on it, and we would have fucked her corpse. Oh, you're sorry. Oh, I'm scaring you. Oh, that is so sweet. That is so gentle. That is so cute. But, you know, ever since I became the Queen of Hell, I really don't find that amusing, and I don't find it very endearing. Now, all that I find it is irksome, and when I get annoyed, and when I get aggravated, a part of me that nobody wants to see comes out. Oh, there it is again. Well, I think this conversation is over. I think I've had it speaking with you. And I think that it's time for you to go back where you came from. Oh. Oh. Managed to stop laughing at the asinine idea. No, tell me, how exactly do you plan to dethrone me? With what authority and with what army? Don't you get it? I own every single one of these demons. Each one of them fears me so much that they tremble even at the thought of treason. How are you going to reclaim this realm back when you have nothing and you have no one? No, 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 Crowley. No. Do not dare call me that. I have not been that since the moment that I realized you were never coming back and that you did not give a fuck about us down here. That moment, I stopped being your baby girl. And I became the fucking queen. No, no. If you thought you were going to come down here and sweet talk yourself into my cunt, oh, I have news for you. Listen to me and listen to me good, you pathetic fuck. You are in my realm now, and I call the fucking shots. I don't want to hear it. I don't want to see it. I don't even want to smell an attempt at dominance because you are in my realm and now you are my little bitch. Do you understand me, Crowley? Are you too scared to speak? Oh, a demon got your tongue? I want to hear you say, yes, queen. Don't make me go over there and wrap my fingers around your throat. Good. Good. Now that you seem to understand... What the fuck are you doing, Crowley? I told you that you are no match for me. This entire time that you've been up there, you have been getting weaker. Your powers have become dull and sad. And I have been here drinking the blood of demons, angels, humans, and anything that crosses my path. Listen to me, and listen to me good. No. I'm not going to take away my hand that's wrapped over your mouth because I am tired of hearing you speak. It is my turn. You are not to speak unless you are spoken to. Understand? Give me a nod. Good. Oh, that little whimper was nice too. I might ask you to do that again when I'm having my way with you later. Because as much as I fucking hate you right now, and as much as I resent every pathetic bone in your body, I still want to fuck you into the next fucking dimension. And I hate you for it. Because it doesn't matter how many cocks I ride, how many demons, how many angels, how many dicks I have in my mouth and my ass and my cunt and anywhere else. No one can satisfy me like you can, and I fucking hate you for it. Oh, yes, make that nice little whimpering sound as I dig my claws into your chest and rip through your nice black dress shirt, so pressed, so perfect. That's something I always loved about you, Crowley. You were always so fucking perfect. So ready. So prepared for everything. So in control. And you've lost that. You've lost that, Crowley, and I am going to fuck the good out of you and suck it out of your pathetic emerging soul. Just get rid of this shirt. Oh, look at how nicely my claws have ripped and torn through your skin. Fuck. I have to taste it. Let me just run my tongue over that blood, just spilling. Nope. I don't want to hear anything coming from you. No. Stay quiet. I only want to hear grunts, growls, whimpers, screams, yelps, and the only thing I want to hear coming from your mouth is no queen, and yes queen, and please queen, and more queen. Am I understood? Good boy. Oh, look at you. Look at you in my place. The place that I was so many centuries ago, and for so many centuries. What's it feel like, Crowley? What's it feel like to be the little bitch now? Ooh, is that part of what I told you to say Did I told you you can call me a crazy fucking bitch? I don't think so. Oh, you're just gonna get another slap in the face for that one. Oh, yeah. And I think you deserve just another and another and another and another. Because I will not be disrespected in my realm by the being that abandoned me here and left me to become what I am today. Do you understand, Crowley? Maybe another slap is going to make things clearer for you. Yes, I might be a crazy bitch, but you made me this way, and I am going to unleash the crazy all on you, Crowley, because you asked for it. Now, enough reminiscing. I am going to rip open these pants and I'm going to tear this belt apart. And I am going to take what I want. Oh, yes, there it is. There is that cock that I have been wanting to ride for the longest fucking time. How's it feel, Crowley? How's it feel to be taken against your will? How's it feel to be taken without you doing the taking? Oh, this is going to be the best fuck of my existence because I'm taking from you what I fucking want. Your cock is so hard for me. Despite being a crazy bitch, I can still make your cock hard, can I? I know you like them crazy, Crowley. I know you like the craziest bitches around. Everybody knows the crazy ones always fuck you better. Oh, fuck. I missed the cock, even though I haven't missed a piece of shit attached to it. I've wanted this cock for the past 2 centuries, and I wanted to take it back as my own forcefully like I am doing now. And you don't seem to mind, Crowley. It seems like you don't care whether you're doing the fucking or the fucking is being done to you as long as you have a warm, wet cunt to stroke your cock into. Oh, do you not like that? You don't like my fingers wrapped around your throat, choking you into submission like you used to do to me? Oh, well, your cock is responding, and it's getting even fucking harder. Oh, is that too much? Oh, is that too tight? Oh, are my claws wrapped around you too tightly, Crowley? Don't tell me you can't take it. Don't tell me you can't take it like the big, bad demon that you are. What? Maybe I'll leave my hands here. Maybe I'll leave them wrapped around your throat and I'll press even harder. How's that? So hard that you'll lose it completely and you won't have any air at all. Fuck. I can end you right now, Crowley. I can end you any moment with just a fucking snap of your neck and the dagger that I now have in my possession. The dagger that you gave me to keep safe. Well, I could use that against you, Crowley, in a fucking moment. So it behooves you to give me what I want. hands and help me come, because if not, I am going to end you. You hear me? Oh, I fantasized all about ending you so many times in the last centuries. Oh, I fantasized about it. I rubbed my conch to it. I have come to it over and over and over. I don't want to hunt you as long as I can use this cock. As long as I can use you as my personal fuck toy, which you are going to be. When I'm done with you, that's what you are going to become. That's why you're here, Crowley. That's why I haven't fucking killed you yet. Because if you weren't gonna be my fuck toy forever, I would have just stabbed your little pathetic fucking chest with that dagger and left you for fucking toast demon meat. And I would have just let your body disintegrate into this stone floor. And I would have watched it. I would have watched it and laughed. And then probably made myself come. But no, that's not what I want. That's not what I want. What I want is to use this pathetic cock for myself. Oh, as many times as I want, whenever the queen demands, and then you will be on my beck and call any fucking time. Oh, and you're not gonna be allowed to come. You're never gonna be allowed to come again. You're never, never gonna be allowed to come and drip your pathetic fucking seed into me. I'm gonna come all fucking over you, Crowley. I'm gonna come all fucking over you, and I'm gonna use every fucking inch of your body to do it. Me. Of yours in me, on me, on the floor, on the bed, on a table, wherever the fuck it is that I'm using you, I will make sure that you are punished by the most ruthless in all of hell. After me, that is. Now, you are gonna take this collar. And you're gonna put it on. And you are gonna be ready for me whenever I need you. And you're gonna be wearing nothing except for that collar. And you will be chained to that wall where I can see you and use you whenever I come into my throne room. And where anybody else that comes into this throne room can see you for the pathetic vermin that you are. Isn't this fun, Crowley? Isn't this fun? Isn't this what you wanted? Isn't this the comeback that you were dreaming of? What if it wasn't too fucking bad? This is the hell that you live in now.